At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. We are in the middle of February and rapidly moving toward great freshwater fishing. And to kind of help us take a look at his perspective and to keep the state in line, yes. You know, Matt Williams, Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor, is going to be joining us in a bit. And as we were trying to set this up, Matt lives, he says, in a hole in the country.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll see how his phone service is.
Well, it's always an adventure. It is an outdoor show, by the way.
It is. That's right.
Well, you talked to him earlier, right? He says he's outside and it's 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Exactly.
Well, it's great outdoors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, we'll be catching up with where Harold's been, as well as giving you the outdoor report, best bets. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. So, okay, we're going to talk a little weather, but let's hear about your weather
in Chicago.
How bad was it?
I dodged the bullet.
Really?
I really did.
Okay.
The week before I went, that was that, you know, like 14 below, wind chill 60 below, crazy mess. And I'm watching it, you know, I really don't want to go. It's a great show. It's the oldest auto show in America, 111 years. It's the largest consumer show. And as I interview the show chairman all the time, the first question is always, why an auto show in Chicago in February?
Right.
Same answer, there ain't nothing else to do in Chicago in February. But the McCormick Center is over 2 million square feet. There are three hotels connected to it, 5,500 hotel rooms. You don't 5, have to get 100 hotel rooms.
Okay.
A giant parking garage, and they've got their, you know, their mass transit and their trains and servicing it and so on. And it just works. It's the largest consumer participation show in America, you know, coming to kick the tires. And they really do a great job. Ford, of course, the big thing with Ford is the Ranger, the midsize truck. And the pre-sales are already more than the production. They're going 24-7 on production on them now.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just gone nuts with that. Jeep is kind of getting into the truck business. They've got the Gladiator.
Okay.
It's just a truck bed on a Wrangler. I'm not saying just, but I mean, you know, the ever popular Wrangler. And somebody said, well, won't that get into Wrangler sales? Well, yeah, but I mean, what the heck, right?
Sure.
It's still a Wrangler with a bed on it.
Different body styling and all that.
It looks like a Wrangler with a bed on it. I mean,
really?
It looks like, yeah. But I mean, it's still got the thing, the doors come off, the top comes off, all the stuff, you know, all the Wrangler stuff. Ram's neat deal was their new tailgate.
What are they doing?
Okay, because Honda and Chevy have done a tailgate that sort of like opens differently and opens on the side, aside from up and down.
Right.
But what Ram did is they took that concept and the tailgate. Also, it's easy up and easy down, too, which is very, very cool. But they took the tailgate, and you can go like up and down normally or grab a little handle. It's a 60-40 opening. So you can open it with your trailer attached.
Okay.
So there's enough space, for you to open the bed if you've got a trailer on it, even like a horse
Ford
trailer.
Expedition did that, didn't they? Where it was a split tailgate.
Way back, but it wasn't
back,
like this, but it wasn't. Right. It was 50-50.
Yeah.
And this being a 60-40, depending on how close your trailer is up to it, so you can open the other part. But what's interesting about it, too, and they got a little kick step up underneath the thing, which is kind of interesting, short guys like me. But the thing, the tailgate down will hold 2,000 pounds, so it's not rinky.
Right.
And it's 900 and change. It'll be out available like second quarter. But, I mean, you know, you roll that into your seven-year note or whatever people are doing now on vehicles, right?
It is crazy.
But some interesting stuff, though. But it's, again, showing that it still now the world is moving more and more toward trucks, SUVs, and CUVs.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
best of all worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Best of all worlds.
Absolutely.
We've got some national news for you. National instant criminal background check for January.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen just a continued downward trend on all these months.
Right.
Well, in January 2019, 988,160 folks, that's an increase of 3.4% compared to January 2018.
Of course, because that's when the new Congress came in.
Yes. Oh, you're right. You're right. I was going, okay, so what happened?
And
you're
Pelosi's right. Getting a lot of TV time. Okay.
Very good, Harold. Nice observation there. All right.
Be afraid, friends. Be very, very afraid.
Really. Got some news coming out of Louisiana for our friends that go over to the Sabine National Wildlife Refuge. They're going to be dredging the Calcasieu Ship Channel. And there are several marsh restoration projects that are taking place from the spoil dredging.
Ah.
Okay. And so around Hog Island Gully, it's going to be used as a staging area, so the boat ramps are going to be closed during the and Hog Island Gully North will be closed beginning immediately as equipment will be moved into the site. So just kind of watch yourself. There's going to be an impact over there, it looks like, to the dredging that will take place. That came from the Department of Interior, Southwest Louisiana.
Well, I want people to, you know, keep an eye on, especially, you know, the Harris County area in Texas where we live, coming out the other day about all these new projects up in the north area of White Oak Bio. And so, you know, open this, open this, open that. Everybody downstream better be wary, too, though, because we had years ago, because I live near the Jersey Village area, and Jersey Village flooded.
Right.
Because we find out downstream that the Corps of Engineers, in their infinite wisdom, had placed this like concrete monolith in the middle of White Oak Bio to slow the downstream flow. Of course, it backed it up upstream.
Right.
That's like the dam crap that we had near where you live, you know, in the Katy Prairie area and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Oops. Gee, didn't think it'd do that.
Yeah.
And I wish they'd get in gear. I mean, it's been over a year now with Harvey, and it's time to dig.
They need to acquire some property and put another retention area like the Attucks and Barker Reservoir for Houston. It's real. It's, I mean, the concept and the need is not that difficult.
Right.
The financing?
That's another thing.
There's another thing.
Right. Well, that's what taxes are.
You know, we start wrapping up hunting seasons, and we will get more into that later in the program. But the Texas Big Game Awards recognizes hunters who harvest quality big game animals in Texas, the land managers who produce the animals, and, of course, you know, focus on the hunting heritage and achievement of youth hunters and hunters who harvest their first big game animal. If you took an animal, if you qualify for any of those categories, first, something big, you've got until March 1 to enter your trophy.
Okay.
And it's a great way to chronicle and keep up to date with what's taking place. All right. Go to TexasBigGameAwards.org to enter. While you were in Chicago, I went back down to McAllen, and there was a group that is really enthused with catching and releasing alligator gar.
Okay.
A lot of information. Give you a program update next week. Craig Bonds, head of Texas Parks and Wildlife, Inland Fisheries, will be our guest.
Okay, good.
All right, to address some of these, but basically trying to protect. There's about four components to the proposed regulation that's up for public comment. 4 foot maximum length in the Trinity River. Regulation change that would allow selective anglers to harvest one alligator gar over 48 inches. And then the final two proposals would be in effect statewide. A proposed regulation that would prohibit nighttime bow fishing, where they're very susceptible. And so we're going to be looking into this. But there was a group that was really enlightening me about alligator gar. I always thought of them as trash fish, you know.
Right. See, I was going to ask you, you being the fisher person, have you ever eaten gar?
No, but I understand that the smaller ones are really good.
Okay.
Have not eaten, but they've kind of piqued my interest as to what may be available. And mentioned weather, looking at the extended AccuWeather forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, my concern this time of year is avoiding a freeze on the coast.
Right.
Because we have fish gills. Not seeing anything. In fact, we're going to be making a move toward warmer weather, and I think we're going to have an awesome spring. We're going to visit with Matt Williams, Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor, in a moment. But I think along the coast, we're going to see temperatures warm, and with the reduction in pressure last year because of the post-Harvey effect.
Right.
I think we're gonna have a great year of fishing.
Of course, all my life it's always been it ain't over till February's over.
Oh no! I'm not saying we're not going to see any nasty, drizzly, raw type weather.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about severe freeze.
Hard
freeze. So let's hope the forecasters get that one right.
How about the almanac?
Almanac continues to say we're going to have a warmer than normal spring, and we're going to be wet, which could be good and could do extremely well for lots of critters. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got your best bets. We've got the outdoor report, and yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 41 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 41 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 41 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it is time for the best bets. And Harold, I tell you what, you're going to deliver some good news.
Oh, And everybody will like me then.
Yes.
That's good. Okay. I've been looking for meaning. Okay. Check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of five best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are two more best days. Thursday is another good one. Friday slips to fair. But next Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. That's a pretty good run, isn't it?
There it is.
This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours right after sunset. Next Saturday finds this most active period occurring from late afternoon until well into the evening hours. Next Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Tuesday, February the 19th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend and on Saturday, this weekend on Saturday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high tides and two low. This Sunday has a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through Thursday, a string of days that will have a double tide schedule each day. Friday is another three tide day with two highs and one low. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have, ta-da, a double tide schedule.
Staying on the coast, reports out of Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, said that fishing's a bit on the slow side, simply because of freshwater runoff, but over on the south portion of Sabine Lake, sheephead, redfish, and black drum have been good at the jetty on live shrimp. Flounder have been good on flats on the incoming tide. Anglers weighing the south shoreline of East Galveston Bay are catching trout on mirror lures and corkies. West Galveston Bay, the back lakes are producing redfish on shrimp and gulps. Texas City, as well as the jetties at Freeport, black drum on crabs. At Freeport, you can add redfish into the mix. Rockport, you've got black drum in the Lydia Ann Channel. Redfish in the back of Allen's Bite on gulps, mullet, and shrimp. And out of Port Aransas, the shrimp boat channel has been good on for black drum on crabs and finger mullet. Packery Channel, black drum and redfish have been good. Baffin Bay, the land cut have been good for black drum as well as trout on live shrimp. Port Mansfield, corky fished around sand and grass has been productive. Black drum and redfish are good on crabs at East Cut. South Padre, trout are good on the Spoil Island channel edges and color changes, fishing DOA shrimp in 3 to 4 feet of water.
Okay, heading to East Texas. Caddo, black bass are good on Texas rig craws. White spinnerbaits and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on jigs. Conroe, catfish are good on stinky bait, liver, and frozen shrimp. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on bladed jigs, lipless crankbaits, and weightless sinkos. White bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Livingston, black bass are good on buzzbaits and crankbaits. Blue cats are good on shrimp. Big Lake Sam Rayburn, catfish are good on frozen shrimp, night crawlers, and stink bait.
Look at that water level for Sam.
Over 9 feet high.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ain't that nice? Toledo Bend, crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs over brush piles. Channel and blue cats are good on liver, night crawlers, and stink bait. Bass Drop, black bass are good on pumpkin seed, soft plastics, and jigs. Belton, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits and trolling rattle traps. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait, summer sausage, and hot dogs. Mmm. Fayette, black bass are good on green pumpkin spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Palestine, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, spinnerbaits, and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Tawakoni, white bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Texoma, crappie are good on minnows. Striped bass are good on slabs.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, where Big Friendly is giving up some good bass on football jigs. Crankbaits, jigging spoons, and soft plastic. Striped bass are good on slabs and jigging spoons. Ditto that for white bass. Power Plant Lakes, Calaveras, where striped bass are good on spoons and jigs near the crappie wall.
Another pronunciation of that word.
Another option. and the dam in 15 to 20 feet of water. Coletta Creek, around the hot water discharge, Water is 67 to 71 degrees spawning time, folks. Black bass are good on watermelon, soft plastics, and spinnerbaits in 4 to 8 feet of water. Choke Canyon, now 13.9 feet low. It's really come up. Black bass are good on watermelon, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Brownwood, white bass are good on little fishies and crawdad crankbaits. And Lake Coleman, channel catfish are good on stink bait and frozen shrimp.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are good on chartreuse, black rattle traps, and white grubs on jig heads over deeper rock piles along ledges and points in 8 to 20 feet of water. Striped bass are good on drifting live shad in 28 to 40 feet. Canyon, smallmouth bass are good on red grubs and smoke red flake tubes on jig heads. LBJ, white bass are good on silver perk minnows and spoiler shads in the channel. And this is the first, actually, good report a long time on Travis. You know, we've had water heights, but it's still over a half foot high. Crappie are good on minnows and pink-white tube jigs.
There you go. Okay. All right. Hunting seasons mentioned to you. You know, a few weeks ago, it seemed like it was a few weeks, actually a few months ago, we had a plethora of hunting seasons that were opening, and now they're winding down and closing. One of the last fall seasons to close is the Rio Grande turkey fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburg, and Willacy County. Closes February 24. Same thing for Chocolaca. Ditto that for the statewide quail season. The light geese conservation season, surprisingly, we've still got some birds in both the east and west zone. That runs through March 24. Electronic collars and no plug shotguns. Javelina season in the south zone and squirrel season in all other counties that don't have a springs or fall season runs through August 31.
Okay.
All right.
Yo.
You've been on or off road?
Both. No, not sure.
Now, when you've been on or off road, was this in conjunction with a Chicago show or something else that you're doing?
No, I stayed inside.
Oh, you not driving in this.
No. This is just back here, just my tests,
weekly
tests that I get. Yeah, fabulous vehicle. You know, we're not going to climb mountains with it, but you can go a lot of places, and that's Audi because that's of their Quattro S-tronic drive. Fabulous system. And this is the, actually 2018, which I was surprised, but I can get a deal on it now because it's an 18. The Audi A4 All-Road, it'd be like a wagon. A typical Audi, I mean, great styling, tremendous ride and handling, and this thing is really loaded with a lot of features. And the engine's a 2-liter four-banger turboed, but it's 252 horsepower, just really surprising performance, but they all run real good. Comfort and tech, the Audi Drive Select, their special sound system, xenon headlamps, which really scorch out there, a lot of LED stuff too, panoramic sunroof, a lot of style to it. Their advanced airbag protection system, anti-lock braking system with brake assist, Audi pre-sense basic preventive occupant protection. They're going to take care of you because you're going to want to speed. These things handle so darn well. This one was a neat green metallic color and the brown interior. I haven't seen this word in a long time except for candy, nougat. And get your nougat. Anyway, the Prestige package has a Bang & Olufsen sound system with 3D sound. A heated auto dim, power folding exterior mirrors, good alarm system, their Audi Connect Care LED headlights on this one, parking system plus with their top view camera system, which is like 360 degrees, amazing, nice full color head up display, extra stuff, the Audi virtual cockpit, the Audi Connect, the side assist with pre-sense in the rear, active lane assist, dual pane acoustic glass, it's a real quiet ride, warm weather package with ventilated front seats with power lumbar. The cold weather package added heated to that. Basic is 44, which is really good for one of these things. Audi builds a hell of a car. This one loaded to the gills was 56. Again, great performance, great looks, and again, their phenomenal S-tronic Quattro drive system. 22 miles per gallon city, 30 on the highway. 2018 model is what it was. Audi A4 All-Road 2.0T Quattro S-tronic.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Matt Williams, Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor, he's on his way.
Carter's Country Outdoor Stores are a longtime Texas tradition because we've been doing this for 50-plus years with our world-famous low prices and the USFA's largest selection of guns, ammo, and hunting stuff, including Nikon scopes and binoculars. Nikon's finest optics at affordable prices. Right now, you can save big bucks on Nikon Pro Staff and Buckmaster rifle scopes with instant savings. Plus, your new Nikon rifle scope can be mounted while you wait by our experienced specialist at all four Carter's Country Outdoor Stores.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it's time to talk some freshwater fishing. And one of the best guys I know to visit with on that topic, from Nacogdoches, Texas, says he lives in a hole out in the country. Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams. Matt, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing good. I drove up here on the back 40. I'm up on a hill, so I've got the whole two bars out here now. So we ought to be in business.
You sounding great. Hey, listen, right off the bat, as we move through the middle of February toward the end of the month and looking at Big Bass March, all these reservoirs, we did the outdoor report and looking at lake levels, can't believe that Sam Rayburn is just right about 9 feet high. All this water, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I mean, it's definitely thrown the guys a curveball down there as far as finding fish, because, you know, high water means more water, and that means, you know, more acreage, and the fish are scattered out more. But the guys that those fish down there are pretty much in a pre-spawn mode down there. They're staging, and they're staging a lot around those inside grass lines, which, you know, when the lake was 10 feet high, that inside grass line was in 12 feet of water,
right.
You know, and it changed up a lot of the ways these guys were having to target these fish. Some of the guys in the FLW tournament that was here a few weeks back, I mean, those guys that located those little isolated sweet spots, I mean, did really well. But there was a lot of the local guys that were fishing on history, and it didn't pan out. You know, the guy that won it was from Kentucky, and, you know, he found a couple of little isolated spots away from the bank where those fish were set up, and, I mean, he worked on them pretty good, but, you know, the fish are really scattered. They're pulling the lake right now. I think they pulled it like a foot and a half in the last week.
Right.
And some of the ramps, you know, I noticed yesterday, I saw where they had opened up the ramp at the Humphrey Pavilion. They call that public ramp. And but as far as some of the other ones, I'm not sure at this point. But at least they've got that one supposedly open for business, so they can put in down there on the south end of the lake.
Yeah, Matt, this is Harold. Is this a situation where electronics gives you a little more help?
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
You know, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, you've got to be able to know, to see where those inside grass lines are and whatnot right now. You know, once the fish move shallow, you know, they're going to be up in the bushes, and it's just going to be who's willing to take their boat up in there to get after them. Now, that's on Rayburn. You know, Rayburn really is you know, the lake that's mainly got the serious high water right now. Most of the lakes now are, you know, over here in my part of the world are at normal or pretty close to it.
Right, right. You talked about a historic bite. This time of year, and a lot of flooded water, more water to cover. How about the historic red rattle trap bite? That an option for trying to cover water and find fish?
Well, it is on you know, at Rayburn. It's kind of out of the, you know, it's more of a crankbait deal. Carolina rig, something that's going to get down there in that deeper water where those fish are positioned. You know, the lipless crankbait bite tends to shine best, you know, when your water levels are close to normal or maybe a little above, when there's a 2 to 4 foot window of water above the grass. That's when it really tends to shine. Now, there was some fish caught on rattle traps in that tournament down here, but the majority of the better sacks were caught crankbaits, big spinner baits, you know, stuff that they could get down. Now, you know, Toledo Bend, different story. It's closer to normal level, and, you know, they're catching fish over there on square bills and traps and baits like that. And, you know, red is historically a good color this time of the year, but, you know, they say because of crawfish, you know.
Right.
Reds, browns, you know, yellow hue, stuff like that tend to shine this time of year.
You know, you have written and claimed to be a river rat with all the water that's come downstream. What's going on with our white bass run?
Well, it's from the reports I have gotten this week. I have not been yet, but the reports I've gotten from the Sabine and the Angelina, it's on. You know, Jane Gallenbach over on the Sabine, she lives right there on the river, and she tells me they're there. The big females are there. The river's running about half bank, which is good. The Angelina, you know, they're pulling Rayburn. It's still flooded, but, you know, I've talked to some people who have been down there and caught those fish as far north as the Highway 59 bridge between Lufkin and Nacogdoches, you know. So they were big females. So, I mean, they're definitely up here.
Well, it sounds like we don't have the flooded flats that scatter fish this year. So hopefully it'll be a continuation of a good season for white bass. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. If you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Matt Williams right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I am Tracy Claypack. Jeff and I have been farming for about 38 years. Our boys came in to farm with us in 06, and Capital Farm Credit was able to work with us and help us. My husband and boys are farming land that they have farmed for the last four generations. Capital Farm Credit has been there for us. They actually know what farmers need. Our future plans are to continue working with Capital Farm Credit and make our future better.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams. Matt, Texas Parks and Wildlife made some changes last year to the Share Lunker program, taking it from a October 1 to April 30 time frame to a year round with different different categories for different size bass. What have you heard? What's your perspective amongst anglers in East Texas and around the state on how well that's been received, the changes?
Oh, I think it's been received pretty well. You know, it's still kind of in the infancy stages as far as people becoming more and more aware of it. But, you know, I think it was a good move because to, you know, generate a little bit more interest and a lot more participation. You know, there was over, I believe it was over 400 entries, you know, in 2018, you know, in its first year with that new deal. And it's going to generate some more interest and you know, just get some more people involved. You know, that all it takes is a 24-inch, 8-pound fish, you know, to enter. And these guys are eligible to win a $5,000 shopping spree for entering a fish, you know. I mean, it's and lots of other different, you know, cool prizes they put on the line.
Some of the big bass lakes that are out west in northern latitudes, and what I'm thinking is Allen Henry and O.H. Ivy. Ivy's come up pretty significantly, and I know that's out of your neighborhood, but that lake has come up some 20-odd feet or more. Lots of brush is flooded, and, you know, they have a deep spawn that goes all the way into June with a deeper bite. With the cutoff for accepting spawning bass being September 31, I wonder if that's going to adversely impact the spawning program for those lakes, being able to get their fry, you know, get some fry back, or if it's just a matter of how much the Freshwater Fishery Center can manage is really the stumbling block.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just they had to draw the line somewhere, and they went with, you know, when the majority of the fish that they have received in the program over the years typically come,
right?
And you know, that's in March, and you know, just they had to, you know, a lot of the fish that come from that part of the country may be caught later in the year, and I mean, they may, who knows down the road if those lakes come back and start producing a lot of big fish again, they may possibly make some adjustments to that. But, you know, they just had to go with a time frame when the majority of the fish are historically caught, and that's what they did on that.
Other fish besides black bass, obviously, typically after the bass spawn, you've got the crappie that have moved up and are in the area. You know, there's been some big crappie, it seems like, caught. Is that just a misperception on my part, or is crappie fishing alive and well and doing great in the Lone Star State?
Oh, crappie fishing's good. I mean, there's a lot of lakes that have great crappie fishing, and, you know, there's been a couple of record crappie caught up at Lake Fork, I believe, year before last, there was a new record. I believe it was a new record white crappie, if I'm not badly mistaken. It may have been a black. I can't answer that. But, you know, it's the crappie right now are already starting to show up they're gravitating towards the shallows as well. You know, I've been hearing reports of people, you know, catching crappie up in the towards the backs of creeks down on Conroe, for instance. You know, my good friend down there, Butch Turpin, he told me he's already been catching some fish at Conroe out of, you know, 2 to 3 feet of water. And of course, it's all in the infancy stages, but they're on their way up there too, just like the bass.
Every day it gets a little bit better.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, we got a warming trend right now. I mean, it's got another front coming after, I think, after this weekend. But, you know, that's just the way it is this time of year. It's a roller coaster of fronts. But the warming trends tend to start lasting longer, you know, and that's what raises these water temperatures and gets those fish stirring.
Yeah, I kind of jumped on your trends there a second. Next week, with Parks and Wildlife people, part of the discussion is going to be on some new regulations on alligator gar, the areas that you roam. What's the status of that fish?
Well, from all of the Texas Parks and Wildlife biologists that I've spoken with, their data shows that the alligator gar populations on the Trinity River are in decent shape. There's no threat to those fish at this point in time. And these regulations that are coming down the pike, you know, that's, don't get me wrong, I'm all about doing what's best for the fish. If the fish need more regulation, I'm all for it. But as Bill and I have discussed in the past, I think regulation changes such as these should be based on sound science and not what somebody thinks might happen. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's got mixed emotions. I know the bow fishermen are very upset, a lot of them, because, you know, they foresee that, you know, they foresee it as a move that's going to take away, you know, their right to take a big gar on the Trinity River. And I mean, and now that the proposals come to down the pike to ban night fishing with a bow for alligator gar statewide, I'm not sure. I don't know why that was proposed, but they have also proposed a deal to have a limited draw to allow for a limited number of alligator gar to be taken on the Trinity River. What that number will be remains to be seen. But, you know, there's people concerned about it on both sides of the fence.
I mentioned earlier in the program that just got back from a boat show, the All Valley Boat Show down in McAllen, and they got an entirely different situation down in Falcon, that alligator gar population's healthy, and they're basically saying there's no need for any regulatory changes in that part of the state at this time.
Now, they're going to leave Falcon. Falcon, you know, they can take five a day down there.
Right.
You know, but every on the Trinity, they're talking about a 4-foot maximum length limit, which, you know, Parks and Wildlife has told me a 4-foot alligator gar weighs 26 pounds on average. So, I mean, that's essentially going to take a guy out of the game that wants to harvest a big alligator gar on the Trinity River, unless he draws a permit. But, and another part of this deal is, you know, they say it's not going to hamper catch and release fishing for alligator gar on the Trinity River, you know, using rod and reel. And I've spoken with some people, some bow fishing guides that also rod and reel fish. They take people fishing both ways, and there, some of them say that there's some hooking mortality on these fish. You know, a lot of them they swallow the hook. Most of the guides use a treble hook, and a lot of the fish swallow the hook, and they're hooked in the back of the throat. Some of them are gut hooked, and I mean, I'd like to see Parks Wildlife do some hooking mortality, extensive hooking mortality studies on these fish. If there's that big a concern about the population. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think those are all great points that you're raising, and Harold and I are right there with you. You know, if regulatory changes are based on sound science, that's where we should be.
Absolutely.
One of the guides I talked to, Bill, I mean, this was a very interesting point that he made. You know, catching these fish on rod and reel I've only been to do it once, but from what they tell me, it's a lot easier than taking one with a boat. I mean, some of these guides are catching, you know, they may catch any 7 to 15 fish in a day. Okay, well, if you got 10 guides on the river catching 7 to 15 a day, and there is some hooking mortality going on. Well, I mean, how many of those fish are being taken out when, you know, a bow fisherman can kill one?
Sure.
And has a fairly limited success rate. So I don't know. I mean, it's a very debatable topic.
Well, it's going to be interesting as public comment, becomes available or is being made at Texas Parks and Wildlife's website.
It's going to be interesting to see how much those public comments play into this decision.
Yes, sir. That's always the question. How much is disclosed and how much factors into the decision? Listen, Matt, we're out of time. As always, lots of information, good thoughts, great updates. We appreciate you joining us here on Texas Outdoor News.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Matt. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
To celebrate the Jeep President's Day event, we're creating our own motorcade of the most awarded, best-selling SUV brand ever to hit the road and explore what lies beyond it. Leading the procession is Jeep Wrangler, American legend, and the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Following close is Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever, and versatile Jeep Compass with its class-leading technology and connectivity. And rounding it all out is Jeep Cherokee with its nimble 31 mpg highway. But great deals on this motorcade will be coming to an end soon. So hurry in today to the Jeep President's Day event. The Jeep brand and Jeep Grand Cherokee have received more awards over their lifetime than any other SUV or SUV brand. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, Auto Knowledge, EPA estimated 4-cylinder, 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, it looks busy.
Here we go. Take these down. February 19, Houston County. It's in Crockett. Ducks Unlimited fundraiser. Info 936-544-2500. February 21, 24. Austin RV Show, the Austin Convention Center. Go to AustinRVExpo.com. EIEIO. Okay. February 21, 24. Whooping Crane Festival in Port A. Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big, big deal. Go to whoopingcranefestival.org. Org to get all the information on that one. February 21, Brazos Longbeard Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Richmond, 512-966-9539. February 22, Pioneer Chapter of the Northeast Texas Turkey Federation fundraiser in Clarksville, 903-219-1874. 23rd again, Northwest Chapter Ducks Unlimited in Cypress, 713-594-5359. February 23, Weatherford Chapter, the Mule Deer Foundation fundraiser, 817-565-7121. February 23, Texas Hill Country Chapter, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet in Georgetown. Info 512-771-6190. And go to one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Then take that new Ford truck over to Carter's Country and load up right now. Inventory cleanup sale savings up to 50% plus. This is the biggie, friends. Total free financing. How about that AR you've been dreaming of? The DPMS Oracle 223 Mighty Fine Carbine, $499.97. You want to get a Creedmoor? The XPR from Winchester and 6.5 Creed. Oh boy, what a fine rifle for only $429.97. Shotgun Remington 870 Express Pump, only $289.97, and that's a 3-inch mag, friends. Concealed carry, Governor Perry's favorite, the Ruger LCP, now only $199.97, a dandy little lightweight 380. And for a scope, the Nikon Buckmaster 4-12, only $129.97. Just great sales and great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Want to thank Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams for joining us today. Next week, Craig Bonds, Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director, will be our guest.
Outstanding. Do check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can play the shows there. Just click on listen to our show, or you can find us on YouTube. We're all over the place. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.